Short Story 31. I was escaped from that little corner with your sweet smile printed in my head. By now, close that door behind me, I was in safe. I was remain leaned on it long time, maybe I wanted take breathe again, maybe I wanted be able to catch some your phrase with Philip, but maybe, I just wanted stay there, knowing you was there behind that heavy door. My mind was in confusion, me. I was in confusion, and that strange combination of numbers that were turning like a spinning top, didn't want it giving me peace. In the darkness of that aisle, I had begun to don't think about everything was hammering me, and slowly, I forwarded myself off that labyrinth made of creepy mechanism screams, followed by a long puffs of steam. I did have fear no longer, by now I knew that an exact point, I would have hear the regular scream. And after a few steps, I would have been wrapped by the steam. It has became, almost a lullaby, and walking through that aisle, it was like enter in trance, and by now, I got used to it, and each time, I had to turn that corner, it was like I had to wake me, to get back in the reality that it have would brought me, again to think about you. While I got in the better lit aisle, I heard for the last time that creepy scream. And everything got back in mind. Above all your sweet smile. I got back in my room, and I immediately opened the small window that was facing itself on the entrance of the bar of Philip, who had left open the door, and beyond the soft buzz of the small piece of city, I could hear yours voices. Usually, at that hour the local was full of people, but that evening, it seemed that the only inhabitants of that neighborhood were us, and me, from that tiny window, could hear the two voices chatting. I was turning in that only white room, taking me off the clothes, smiling at some jokes that Philip was making to you, and I stopped next to the window to better hear what you was replying him. Occasionally, there was a long silence, none of you said nothing, and my heart was beating like a jackhammer. In waiting to have some sign from under. I had take off my clothes, and I was remained in shirt, I had placed the small chair in front of the small window. I haven't, even turned on the desk light, it have would just annoy me. Those two voices, were the calmest voices I ever heard, just their melody, it have would get calm anyone. I was about to close the eyes cradling me from your voice, when from your voice directly, has came out one question that has stopped my heart. I covered my mouth with a hand, as if all my emotions get splashing out from there. In a whisper, you asked Philip, what can you tell me about her? I just figured your gesture, indicating the empty table with the head, behind your shoulders. In those seconds I held back the breathe, till I have heard Philip murmuring something. His voice has become lower, as if he knew. That I could hear everything what he said to you, he seemed a pot of beans. While I was looking for to extort what he was saying to you. I could hear a flow's words that were came out from his mouth, but I just could hear just an homogeneous murmuring, and I have could not understand nothing. I really try to, but I hasn't been able to. I held back the breath, for then throw it away, throwing me on the backrest of the small chair. With the arms, I enveloped my belly, sure that Philip had said you what I would have say to you, once that we would have put in front at a table, to talk. If we ever we were had talk, as normal persons. I closed the eyes, smiling at your sweet smile.